My first guest is on the line. She is Petra du Toit. She is chief instructor at Happy Tales, and we're going to be talking about animal welfare over the December period, with fireworks specifically in the back of our minds. Petra, thanks for chatting to me on Chai FM.
Good afternoon, everyone. Oh, I've got a terrible echo. I hope that goes away.
Petra, so let's get right into it. So every year around this time, fireworks start lighting up the skies. For us, it's wonderful.
Yes.
For our pets, it's not quite so wonderful. Just why is it, for those of us who don't know, such a stressful season for animals?
Just some fast facts and key facts. Just about 35 to 40% of dogs alone have some sort of noise sensitivity because their sense of hearing is so much more intense than ours. And we must realize that fear responses are survival behaviors. They are not being bad dogs, they're trying to survive. And very often they react before it even starts because it's not just the hearing, it's not just the bangs, but it's also the sight. You know, there's rockets that they shoot and those flares, and there's a smell, there's vibrations. So it's an impact on the animal's emotional and sensory system a lot stronger than on us. And you'll see when your pet needs help, because they start becoming restless, they start pacing, or they start hiding or cling to you. You know, your Great Dane is trying to climb onto your lap, which is obviously not a good thing. They pant, they shake, they get tense, they don't eat, and they're trying to escape. So for us, as you say, yeah, it's great to see the lights in the sky, but I think it's not just the pets that we should be concerned about, but also the wildlife that South Africa is so richly blessed with. It's not just our pets, it's every animal out there, because they don't understand what's actually going on. So it's not a fun time.
Hear you loud and clear. Let's bring it back to the dog issue though. If you were a dog owner, when should you start preparing? Should you be speaking to a vet? Should you be looking at perhaps calming medication? And interestingly, I wasn't aware of this, but my producer alerted me to the fact that even kennels can be used over this period.
Yes, you should start now, okay? If you do know that your dog is anxious or has got a phobia, and you would know that because they probably had it last year already, or I know you guys in Gauteng have got heavy thunderstorms these days. We in the Western Cape are not so happy. But if you see your pet already reacting in thunderstorms, you know you've got a problem. So what you should be doing now already, if you're going away, book your pets into a safe kennel, into a pet lodge, or get a house sitter organized now. That they are not alone. The shelters are full over this festive season with pets that just run away out of panic. You need to talk to your vet for medication or calming support now already, because you can't just give the medication a minute before 12 o'clock on New Year's Eve. You've got to start beforehand. If you stay at home, you have to create a safe space. So you want to have, for example, your bedroom, and teach your pet to go there, and that this is a good place. Have a bed there. Try some calming music. Put fans on, some white noise, the TV. And then stock up on chews, especially for dogs, puzzle toys, and other calming aids such as thunder shirts or the calming bandages. Make sure your dog is microchipped just in case something happens, and secure the property. Now, if we talk medication, there's a lot of stuff out there, and also a lot of natural medication. You get diffusers, you get pheromones that have a calming effect on the animal. But what you need, if you've got a pet with very, very heavy phobia and anxiety, they need medication to cope, and they don't need sedation. So just to sedate them and let them go to sleep is actually quite cruel. There is a medication that was prescribed many, many years ago every year, which is called ACP. And what it does is it calms the muscles. So it disables the muscles, but the mind is still there. So what we're actually doing, that poor guy is lying there. He can't run away because he's basically physically sedated, but the brain is still going, I'm so scared, I'm so scared. And you need to try what works for your pet before the event. So you need to go now and take your pet to the vet and get the right stuff also for the weight. I mean, what works for the Chihuahua is not going to work for your Great Dane, obviously. And just remember, your pets close early. They also have a right of for holidays, or they have only limited hours. So if you needed medication last year, you're probably going to need it again. And then at home, you build a safe space. As I said before, choose a space that the pet is comfortable. It can be a cupboard, your bedroom, under the furniture, and even a crate. If it's in your car, it's in your car. If your dog is comfortable in your car, great. And then you add bedding, you add blankets, you close the curtains and the blinds, close the windows. A sponge absorbs all the absorbs a lot of the noises. You know, those soundproof rooms that are clustered out with sponge. And as I said, you put on background noise, you put on fans, white noise, gentle music. They actually found that Baroque music, Bach, for example, is very, very calming for animals. And stay with them. Don't go out. Don't leave your pets alone to deal with this on their own. Keep them indoors, stay at home. And you stay calm. The worst thing we can do is getting uptight at 11 o'clock, because I know it starts banging just now and probably already at 7 in Johannesburg, I suspect. Stay calm. Speak normally. Don't punish the fearful behavior. Don't shout at your animals. Don't hit them. And if you need to take them for toilet breaks, put them on a leash. Because otherwise, you do have a chance of running of them running away. If there's an accident indoors, let it go. It's fine. It's okay. What you should not do is don't take them outside and say, "Look, it's not so bad." Don't show them the fireworks, okay? Keep them safe. They don't need to see this, I promise you. Don't lock them into echoey bathrooms or garages. A lot of people say, "Oh, my dog's inside in the garage, she's safe." Can you imagine the echo in that room, in the garage, when the bangs are going off
Absolutely.
outside? If you crate train your dog, which I believe is a very, very a fantastic idea, which you should do with any animal in any case when they come home as a puppy. You teach them to be confined in a crate, because if they need an operation, they will be confined in a crate at the vet in any case. Train the crate training now. So get yourself a dog crate. You can put sponge around it to actually soundproof it with blankets, close it off. But don't just shove your animal into the box. You need to train it. You may need to make it a good and happy and safe space. And don't just rely on the YouTube noises. I know the advisors out there that I just put YouTube noises on the night before the event and they'll be fine. That's not going to work, because we are dealing with an emotional nervous system response, and just listening to a little bit of firework videos a night before is not going to work. And yeah, as I say, please don't leave your pets alone. You can give them chews. There's things like licky mats. Licking is a very calming behavior for dogs. Licking, chewing calms them down. There's a practice called Tellington Tea Touch. It's available on the internet. There are free YouTube videos to show you how to do it. Wraps or thunder shirts. I spoke about the calming music. Some aromatherapy. Lavender is very calming. Puzzle feeders, keep them busy, and keep your routine. So if you go for a walk at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, take them for a walk at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Exercise them a little bit beforehand, play with them so that the physical energy is expelled before they start hyping themselves up. So these are the tips that I give my clients for this season. I know a lot of people think it's okay, or a lot of people leave their pets alone at home. Please don't do that. The shelters are inundated with homeless animals. And I say, you took the responsibility on for that pet. Stick to it, please.
Petra, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. There was a lot of very useful, practical advice. Thank you for your input this afternoon. That was Petra Dutoy, Chief Instructor at Happy Tails.